From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Today is the beginning of what is expected to be a dark time for New Jersey commuters coming into New York. It's the first weekday morning of construction-related lane closures heading into the Lincoln Tunnel, which connects New Jersey and Manhattan. At rush hour, 10,000 cars an hour move through this tunnel. The closures could last years. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Every day, 300,000 people wake up in New Jersey, get in their cars, and drive to work in Manhattan. The Hudson River's in between, and aside from the Lincoln Tunnel, there are only two ways, a bridge and another tunnel, to drive to the other side. NYU planning professor Mitchell Moss says there'll be more traffic, and that'll send people to trains, buses, ferries.
I think people will make adaptations very quickly.
Or people can stay in Jersey and telecommute. That's not going to work for one commuter I spoke to as he was heading home before the construction started.
I'm a veteran of the stretch of highway.
That's our host, David Brancaccio.
It is often a nightmare, even if they're filling a single pothole. But when it comes to infrastructure, without pain, there's no gain.
Ditto that, says analyst Adi Tomer at the Brookings Institution. Delaying repairs can lead to catastrophic failures of aging infrastructure.
Those most extreme examples kind of bring home the need that we do focus on maintenance and upkeep to allow our people and goods to move safely.
This construction project is expected to drag on until 2021. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.